CBE.
And welcome back, everybody. We are at the Giant Eagle Market District. Right
and
here.
Robinson.
And Robinson. 102.5.
WDVE, and you know it rocks.
And who do we have now, Arthur?
Man, well, you know we got my main man, but first let me tell you about tonight's injury report because it's brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Antonio Ramirez Del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and my favorite, Spine Care.
What's up, buddy? Hey, did you guys notice he started the show in Spanish?
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to get a little
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Come on, carry it.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero.
Hey, you're going.
I like where you was going with that, man.
No, I'm good.
You know, it's just like rolling the microphone out with Arthur is like giving a cat a mouse to play with or something.
That's right.
I told you, y'all messed up. Y'all gave me the mic and said, hey, just have your way. Just keep talking.
That's all right. Go right ahead, brother.
It's too late now. Can't get it back.
Okay, Doc, let me give you something. What do you have for our chronically spanked football team?
You mean the Ravens?
Oh, the Ravens! Love it, love it, love it!
Just ice.
No playoffs for them. No playoffs
for them.
They
got ice or tails.
You know what?
They should probably get some candy.
That's right. They need a lot of candy.
German potato salad wouldn't quite make the bill on that one.
Yeah, they need some candy, man.
Puerto Rican rice and beans either. No, it's candy.
It's got to be candy for this one, man.
Rice and beans. Well, don't you got no meat with that?
Oh, you can. Chicken. Yeah, but the rice and beans. That's pollo. Un poco de pollo.
Un poco de pollo.
Caliente pollo.
Hey, you know, I watched Dora the Explorer.
Backpack, kids.
Who lets their kids run around with a monkey wearing boots?
Right.
Come on. Good heavens, man. Doc, when you have a player with a chronic injury, how do you get him through the year and try to keep him ready to be able to play when he can never really fully heal, nor can he is he hasn't hurt it to the point where he's out.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about this on the show before. Football players are a special breed when it comes to playing through injury. They don't get better till the season ends. And so with a lot of those guys is management during the week. So how many reps are they getting during the week? Are we limiting how much they're hitting? Are we limiting how much contact they're taking? The amount of ice they're doing, how we're bracing it, and then sometimes it requires some injections, things of that nature. But like with the chronic ankle, for example, you sprain your ankle one time, that ligament loosens up, and then there's just enough play in that ankle where you get a little bone rubbing, and it just takes a while to heal. It takes a while to get better.
Now, this is what I have a question about because, you know, obviously I work with a lot of highly trained individuals.
Right, right.
And we all start out the season extremely healthy. We're feeling great, right?
Right.
But as the season goes on, you start to have aches. And you never, you know, can point to a particular time to say, hey, this happened and that's why this hurts.
Right.
Now, I have a friend, for example.
Yes.
His hip sometimes gets tight. And my friend is always like, yo, what did I do to make my hip hurt? I never got hit in the hip. What's going on with his hip? Talk to me. What can you tell me so I can help my friend? Because he says it hurts him sometimes when he's sitting down too long.
Yes.
And then sometimes when he wakes up, he's like, it's like back, lower back, top of the glute area on the right side. But that's my friend I'm talking about.
Yes. Tell your friend.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, ask your friend, does he have any other injuries or any other nagging anything? Because it turns out that that back and hip complex always is the last thing to get better when you have any other injury.
Okay.
So an ankle or a knee or even a toe, you know. Okay. But once it's going and once it's bad, it's how do you maintain it mobile? How do you keep it loose? How do you keep it stretched? And then how do you activate it without causing it to hurt?
So now, my friend, this is what he told me, okay?
Yes.
So initially he thought that it was because he played on one side of the ball. He played on the left side always.
Yeah.
So then he was like, oh, I should switch and play the right side.
Yeah. That's not a bad thought by your friend.
But he kind of said it made it a little more aggravated. Yes.
Yeah.
So what he does, this is my friend I'm talking about
now.
Not me,
sure.
My friend.
No, your friend.
He gets in the hot tub a lot, and he likes to stretch.
Hot tub's great. So all those things are good for heat.
He doesn't like the cold tub.
He does not?
He does not like the cold tub.
Does he like it after the game?
He hates
after
the cold tub. That's what he told me. He said he hates the cold tub.
How does it make him feel the next day after the cold tub?
From what he told me, it's beneficial.
Yes.
That's, but he said he likes the hot tub.
Yeah, so I don't know that you're going to find anybody who's like, give me that bucket of ice. You know, I want to jump in that bucket of ice.
Make sure you tell these people what this ice bucket is.
The ice bucket, it really is that. It's a whole whirlpool where you sit in it and you dunk yourself, submerge yourself as far as you can go. And the players dunk in the ice in order to prevent pain, soreness after the fact. So my patients that come to my office, I usually tell them, listen, treat yourself like the Steelers do. So if you have an injury after a long day at work, ice it down. They're always icing. They're not icing because it's problematic. They're icing to prevent problems the next day. Now, then in the morning or, you know, before you play, heat stretch is very, very important.
Now, I also heard...
Is this your friend, too?
This is the friend of his friend.
Right, a friend of a friend. You know that. We know the same guy.
Right. So the point was the doctor also said he should not participate in any housework that would lead to...
Wife, don't go to the bathroom. Did you hear that?
I did that a lot.
Of course, she walked out as he was giving that great information about
I said? Oh, no.
Yeah. That's documented.
That's documented.
There we go.
You can't... No diaper changing?
No diaper changing.
No diaper changing is hard, right?
No, you could...
Sweeping.
You can sprain your thumb on some of those things, man.
You could totally throw your back out taking the trash out. So you cannot take the trash.
Do you know what mowing the lawn can do to you? Oh, it ruins you.
Terrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Raking leaves?
Yeah.
Don't rake leaves.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes. I'm sure somewhere in my contract.
How heavy is that bag of leaves?
Listen, it's somewhere in my contract that says I'm not allowed to do any strenuous household activity. So that includes cutting the grass, taking the trash out, washing the dishes, drying the dishes, putting the dishes away, changing the diaper, throwing the diaper away, wiping any snotty nose.
That's you, but what about your friend? That's your contract.
I'm sure my friend has that exact same contract. Because I know him. He's very thorough when it comes to that type of stuff.
He's very thorough. Then you and your friend are covered.
Yeah, I'll make sure I pass the message to him, man.
Yes.
Hey, I got to ask you something that just occurred to me because I wanted to ask you this weeks ago. I totally forgot about this. And this is a lot more on the serious side of it. How do they get the infections that guys have gotten?
Oh, like MRSA and stuff.
Yeah, the MRSA and stuff like that. I came across reading about it several weeks ago. Mm. And, of course, given the fact that I've had a lot of quick stops with a chin strap on, sometimes those little things kind of you forget about them. So.
Right. Hygiene when it comes to a locker room is actually a very difficult situation because you have to make sure that everyone is on top of things. The athletic trainers are so, so crucial to that. But if MRSA is found, then it's this whole – they got to go in and sweep the place. Wasn't it Tampa?
Didn't Tampa Bay have
that? Tampa had something going on there.
MRSA,
where they had a couple of
– Now, if you get this evil disease called MRSA.
Yeah.
What could happen?
Or staph infection.
Oh,
that's
the
same thing.
So MRSA stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. So my father
told you, Arthur, that's what it was.
Listen. My father, who's a pharmacist, would know that he's here in the crowd. See, methicillin is an antibiotic, right? Methicillin, and so it's resistant to that antibiotic. So it's usually the antibiotic that's used to kill that bug. It's a double agent.
It's a double agent. That's what it is.
It's like a secret.
You think it's good for you,
but it's double agent.
Oh man.
So then, you know, the problem with that specific bacteria is that you need a very strong, another very strong, potent antibiotic to take care of it. So.
And now if a player acquires this, what is going on with them if they happen to acquire this? Are they still able to play right now? Or, I mean, because I've heard of some guys like being hospitalized by this stuff. Is that correct?
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, it spreads quickly, and you have to catch it. Often it's IV antibiotics. Mm. Hopefully you could take care of it by mouth, but sometimes you need IV antibiotics.
I got to tell you, back in the day, Tunch had something going on his finger.
Yeah.
This thing swelled up so bad, they had to lance it. And he's walking around with his finger in a cup of iodine or something like that.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was to, you know.
Mercurochrome.
Yeah. Mercurochrome. Yeah. That was it. Yeah. And he'd walk around with his cup, and we're like going, don't pull that out. Don't show anybody that finger.
Don't shake my hand.
It was horrible.
You're like, amputate.
Yeah.
Just amputate.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And it all has to do with the disinfectant.
Bacteria, yes.
Really?
Yes.
So what do you recommend? Just make sure everybody showers, right?
Very well. Very thoroughly.
I say that because I know people who they supposedly have this secret thing is called a shower pill.
No, they don't still have that.
They said that these shower, I don't know where you get them. I thought you get them on eBay. But then I checked Amazon. They weren't up there either.
A shower pill?
They said you can take a shower pill, and it's supposed to clean you.
Listen, Arthur, I've heard of a lot of things, saying, but that's not one. That's not one I've heard of.
So I'm going to tell my teammates that that's a myth. It's a mythological being.
No shower pill.
That will work.
Just make sure they take a shower.
Yeah. Because they'll be, oh, I took a shower pill. Oh, I'm good, man. I'm like, what shower pill?
You know the problem with it? The shower pill doesn't mean that you don't need a deodorant pill.
Ah, yeah.
That's the problem.
Man, so no shower pills. No shower pills. They do not exist.
Yeah, one of my college teammates was a very shy guy, and his first couple of days, he, you know, in the shower, he didn't want to shower afterwards, and it was tough because the coach would then, you know, my coach was something else. He'd ridicule him a little bit. This guy was just a nice guy, but, you know, it's always important to shower. I anytime we talk about locker room stuff, I always
No shower pills.
All you little high schoolers out there listening, no shower pills. All you collegiate athletes out there listening, no shower pills.
Oh, here's another thing I recommend, though. I do recommend flip-flops or something for the shower.
Oh, yes, I love flip-flops.
Because you can get some fungus right in between your toes. You should definitely have flip-flops in the public showers. Yes, for sure.
Flip-flops.
Oh, I thought that the Tenactin worked just as well. No shower pills and
flip-flops. Tough act in Tenactin, yeah. Still got to wash it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Never mind. I'll be fine. Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, we got to go to break. That's Dr. Jose Ramirez Del Toro.
Thanks for having me. Good luck next week.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it. Babe, we'll be back, baby, on 102.5 WDVE because it rocks.
Hi, this is Bill Hillgrove.
And this is Dave Blaze.